Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations. Today we will hear yet another miracle of Vrindavan, that is about the animals who live here. Some of them are able to remember the past lives. There's a very nice example about a saint called Avadar Das, who initiated a young man who could not really stay in the ashram and practice regularly spiritual life, and eventually left. For several years, Avadar Baba had no information about him and began to worry about him. One day, while he was doing japa and just moving about in the courtyard of the ashram, a young monkey dashed forward and caught hold of his feet. Avadar understood. He was the same Bengali disciple. He had died and was reborn as a monkey because he lived like a monkey. But on account of the bhakti, he remembered the offense he had committed in his previous life. That's why he was so repentant and came and took shelter. So Baba took pity on him and said, "You have done well by returning. Now you don't go anywhere. Remain near the ashram and come for prasadam 2 times a day. Then he tied a tulasi kanti around his neck and asked his people who lived in the ashram to take care of him. This monkey began to live near the ashram on a roof. Both the times when prasadam was distributed, he came and sat down in the courtyard. And then in the evening, when Baba gave his katha on the Bhagavatam, this monkey, whom everyone soon called Ramdas, was always there and listened with rapt attention. Now one day, Avadar Das Baba didn't see Ramdas. He said to his disciples, "I have not seen him for 2 days. Look around and see where he is." So they looked all over the ashram and they found him lying dead on a roof top. And Avadar Baba commented, "Ramdas was a Vaishnav. His funeral should be performed according to the Vaishnav tradition." So he was carried on a little palanquin around Vrindavan, brought to the Yamuna and burned. Yes, my dear everyone, in Vrindavan you find many such cases. You find dogs coming regularly to Artiks, cows, you know, coming when they give birth before the deities and delivering their calf to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. You find peacocks attending the various ceremonies. There's a prayer. "Oh my Lord, please bestow this great fortune on me, that I may live among your intimate devotees and serve your lotus feet, either here or somewhere else in a different body, even if it be that of some lowly creature like that of a bird or beast." In Vrindavan, you see the fulfillment of this prayer. Stay tuned and come for the next Kartik Inspirations.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.